Haulai means what? These. This is the plural of Haza. When we say in Arabic Haza, so Haza, Hazihi is for one person. For one man Haza, one woman Hazihi. When you make the plural of that, Haulai, all these. Qawmuna, Qawm, you know, Qawm, people. Na is the pronoun our people. These our people. Ittakhazu means made many fake deities, many fake gods. The word is coming Aliha. So Aliha is also plural of Ilah. I say La Ilaha. So Ilah means God, someone to be worshipped. So these people, they make fake gods. Min dunihi, besides the real God, besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So haulai qawmuna, these our people, ittakhazu, they made min dunihi, beside Allah, aliha, many other gods, many other deities. Lawla ya'tuna alayhim bisultanin bayyin. Subhanallah, it's so simple. It is so convincing. And today, it's, you know, in every time it is applicable. All those people who are worshipping fake gods, so this is a clear question for them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you do so, why don't you bring any proof, any clear evidence for that? What is the proof with you? What do you have as an evidence that you are worshipping this idol, that statue, that tree or anything, the star, or someone is worshipping the sun or the moon or any other thing? So do you have any proof for that? Laula yatuna, why do they not bring? Yatuna means to bring. Alayhim, on all of these fake gods, bisultanim bayyin, any proof. Sultan means proof, evidence. Bayyin, very clear. Bisultanim bayyin. How do you establish this proof? And how do you prove that if you are worship, if anyone is worshipping anything, so what is the reason for that? Did they create you? Did they give you any benefit? Did they remove any harm from you? No. So why are you worshipping them? Bisultanim bayyin. فَمَنْ أَظَّمُ مِمَّنْ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. So who can be more unjust, more wrongdoer? Azlam. Azlam is the superlative degree of zalim. Zalim is the one who is the wrongdoer. Unjust. So who could be, there are so many kinds of wrongdoings in this world. Zulm. Many kinds of zulm. But this is the biggest zulm. So who could be more unjust than the one who is inventing a lie against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Right? Mimman iftara, from the one who has invented. Iftari means invented. Alallahi, against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, kaziba, a lie. So all these people who are taking other things as God and worshipping other things as other objects besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they are all inventing a lie. They do not have any base, they do not have any proof for that. وَإِذِ اَعْتَزَلْتُمُوهُمْ, and when you have separated yourself from these people, from all the people, now you have came to the cave, so you have withdrawn yourself. So اعتزلتمو, اعتزل يعتزل, اعتزال in Arabic means to withdraw from some place, to withdraw from some people. Okay, if you are not agreeing with some people, you are withdrawing yourself from them, that is called اعتزال in Arabic. So وَإِذِ اعتزلتموهم, when you already have withdrawn yourself from them, وَمَا يَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, and from those fake gods that they are worshipping beside Allah. So what to do? Fa'wu ilal kahfi. So now you should go and take the shelter in the cave. Because we cannot practice our religion, there is no freedom of practicing our religion and worshipping only one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this town. The situation is going against us, so it is better for us at this time that we should go and take the refuge in the cave. Fa'wu. Fa'wu means that go and take shelter. Ilal kahfi, to the cave. Retreat, you know, sometimes this word also could be a good translation, that retreat yourself to the cave. Yanshur lakum rabbukum min rahmati. So your real Rabb, any Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will spread out of His mercy upon you. Allah will send down His mercy upon you. Yanshur, spreading. Lakum, for you. Rabbukum, your Lord. Mir rahmati, from His mercy. Rahmat. وَيُهَيِّئْ لَكُم مِّنْ أَمْرِكُم مِّرْفَقَى. And we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He will prepare for you. يُهَيِّ means in Arabic to prepare. Allah will prepare for you. مِّنْ أَمْرِكُم, in regards to your affair, what the affair that is going on, your situation that is going on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make and prepare something good for you. Mirfaqa, any facility. Allah will provide some facility for you. For the time being, this situation is very grim. But we have complete trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that after some time Allah will change the situation and Allah will make something good for you. Allah will prepare.
Mirfaqa?
Facility. Any facility. Right? So this is the translation of today's ayah. And powerful statement. Any